The Oracle, is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabalujo, empowering you for wealth.
Hello, good morning, and welcome to another new month, a new week, and of course an exciting moment on your work class on radio, Stockwatch. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. I want to wish us a very happy new month, and I pray in this month of March, our lives and investments will only march forward and never look back, irrespective of the storm. Of course, it was really a turbulent one for the Nigerian stock market in the month of February, especially in the last week of the month. The trading activities in the review month saw the Nigerian stock market all-share index lost 9.11%, with which the significant 4.28% of the loss was recorded only in the last week of the month, which is the just-ended week, bringing the market's year-to-date return to a negative 2.33%. The market capitalization also depreciated by 4.28% last week, to close at 13.658 trillion naira. All other indices finished lower, with the exception of NSE Industrial Goods Index, which appreciated by 1.08%, while NSE ASM Index closed flat. A total turnover of 1.547 billion shares worth 24.263 billion naira in 21,646 deals were traded this week by investors on the floor of the exchange, in contrast to a total of 1.499 billion shares valued at 17.909 billion that exchange hands last week in 18,515 deals. The financial services industry, measured by volume, led the activity chart with 1.267 billion shares valued at 17.205 billion naira traded in 15,149 deals, thus contributing 81.91% and 70.91% to the total equity turnover volume and value respectively. The conglomerates followed with 84.990 million shares worth 180.885 million in 654 deals. The third place was consumer goods industry, with a turnover of 65.965 million shares worth 3.918 billion naira in 2,235 deals. Trading in the top three equities, namely Guaranteed Trust Bank PLC, United Bank for Africa PLC, and Zenith Bank PLC, measured by volume, accounted for 854 million shares worth 14.972 billion in 8,379 deals, contributing 51.72% and 61.70% to the total equity turnover volume and value respectively. Six equities appreciated in price during the week, lower than 24 equities in the previous week. 58 equities depreciated in price, higher than 28 equities in the previous week, while 99 equities remained unchanged, lower than 111 equities recorded in the preceding week. Unfortunately, Mr. Aruna couldn't make it to the studio this morning, but we'll still be connecting with him on the phone because it is important we hear from him this morning going into the new month and week of trading sessions. I'll quickly go on a short break. I will be right back.
The Oracle, is back!
With Abayomi Obabalujo, empowering you for wealth.
Welcome back. During the week, the market received a sizable number of audited reports. Some we have talked about on this platform last week, and the rest we shall be analyzing while I later connect with Mr. Kebira on phone. So far, so good. We have seen African Prudential PLC's proposed dividend at 70 kobo. The qualification date is Friday, 6th March 2020, and the closure date is between Monday night to Friday, 13th March 2020. The annual general meeting date is Monday, 23rd March 2020, and payment date is Monday, 23rd March 2020. The annual general meeting venue is Transcorp Ethan Hotel, Abuja. Also, Dangote Cement PLC has a proposed dividend of 16 naira per share. The qualification date is Monday, 25th March 2020. The closure date is Tuesday, 26th May 2020. And the payment date is Tuesday, 16th June 2020. The company's AGM is on Monday, 15th June 2020 at Eco Hotels and Suites. Custodian Investment PLC on Friday released its audited report for the period ended 31 December 2019. The firm reported a turnover of 61.4 billion naira, up by 22.3% when compared to the turnover of 50.2 billion naira reported in 2018. Profit before tax declined by 15.06%, profit after tax down by 15.48%. Earnings per share of the firm stood at 1 naira 2 kobo, also down by 15.48% from the previous earnings per share of 1 naira 21 kobo in 2018. With reference to the share price price of 5 naira 45 kobo. The PE ratio of custodian investment stands at 5.33 times with earnings yield of 18.75%. Custodian investment proposed to pay a dividend of 35 naira. The qualification date is Thursday, 2nd of April 2020. The closure date is Friday, 3rd of April to Thursday, 9th of April 2020. AGM to hold on Wednesday, 15th April 2020, while the payment date is Wednesday, 15th April 2020 at the Civic Center, Ozumba Mbadiwe Street, Victoria Island, Lagos. United Bank for Africa recorded a growth of 13.33% in the post-tax profits. Its gross earnings improved by 13.31% when compared to the gross earnings of 2018. Earnings per share of UBA stands at 2 naira 60 kobo, up by 13.33% when compared to the earnings per share of 2 naira 30 kobo in 2018. After the point of computation, the company's earnings yield stood at 38.81%. With a reference price of 6 naira 70 kobo, UBA proposed a final dividend of 80 kobo to its shareholders. This brings the dividend yield of the organization to 11.94%. Let me quickly speak with Mr. Aruna Kebira as he's standing by on the phone line. Hello, good morning, Mr. Kebira, and a happy new month to you.
Good morning, and happy new month and new week.
I sincerely hope and pray this month will really make us smile and happy.
We hope so.
But it seems it wasn't so for the market last month, especially last week with the market losing about 9.11% month on month and significantly lost 4.28% last week alone. What is really happening?
You know, this coronavirus scourge that has swept through the world is actually a concern for the humankind. And the rate at which it spread and the mortality rate is actually high, that the nation where it is covered will leave production and focus on the arrest of the virus. You saw what is happening actually in the world. Coronavirus is actually what is bringing down prices across the world. Because China, as the second biggest economy in the world, have left production. They have focused on arresting coronavirus and maybe putting a stop to it. Because of that, other businesses from outside countries into China, they have all closed shops. Like all the American businesses in China have closed up. And China happened to be the highest, after America, user of crude oil. And when there is no production, there is no way that there will demand for crude oil. So that is exactly what is happening to the world oil price that is going down below the $60, which is our benchmark. And last week, the first case of coronavirus was confirmed in the country. And the market responded seriously to it on a Friday. And what I'm thinking is that people are not because of the position in the market selling down. They are selling to hold cash. In case of if the epidemic gets to a lower, higher level than it is, I'm even thinking that the number of people are even thinking of taking off. So they want to exit the market, hold cash, and what exactly what will happen next. And that was exactly what we have brought the market down significantly last week, especially on Friday.
Prices are beginning to hit their various lows. Yes, I believe the lower they come, the safer they are for profitable entry. But looking at the general global and economic outlook, how much lower do you think these prices could still plunge?
Well, you know how lower they can be is what a man cannot predict in the market. But do you know on Friday that I saw Zenith coming as low as 17 and 30 cover, and Zenith going back to close 18 and 50 cover? That's almost 120 cover, 130 cover difference. We continue to emphasize on this. The market cannot remain at this level. The world economy cannot remain at this level. Policies cannot remain at this level. But the question is that how long is that going to be? I cannot tell. It's only the market can tell. If anybody takes opportunity to cash in the prices that we are seeing now, I don't think that the person will regret it. But how low the prices can come, I really cannot place my fingers on that.
Custodian Investment PLC wants to pay the same 35 kobo dividend paid last year, despite a 15% decline in 1 naira 2 kobo earnings per share. From the trend we have seen so far, would you say Nigerian quoted companies now have more of shareholders' interest at heart, or it's more of self-interest for big players with large holdings to cash out?
I think it's mixed, having the shareholders at heart and the big players having it their own. When you look at it, the behavior of the price of the share, especially in any season like this, is dependent on the dividend payout. And in the market that we have today, the market does not want to see you performing below the performance you had last year. That is year-on-year, decline in the performance year-on-year. Even when there is a decline in the earnings of Custodian, if they want their the price of their share to be in alignment with whatever that is doing. They have to at least try and pay at par what they paid last year. If they have paid 30 kobo, 25 kobo, as they get the 35 kobo they paid last year, the market will adequately price it that way. So they don't want the market to punish the stock. They want the market to price the stock at least appropriately. I think that's why they are paid the 35 kobo they also paid last year, irrespective of the fact that their earnings dropped.
UBN Sisters Company, by any standard, has done so well, so far, so good. The bank is proposing 80 kobo as against 65 kobo paid previously. I think we should give it to them. What do you think?
Yes, you see, there is in UBE, UCAP, and AfriProd, whether we like it or not, there is a Lumelu factor in it. And we actually show it is glaring. Dividend payout is encouraging. UCAP is 50 kobo. AfriProd is paid 70 kobo and UBE is now 80 kobo. Finance, you understand, Ethereum was 20 kobo, that is now 1 naira. I think this, we are still talking about perception and pricing, because 80 kobo for UBE, 70 kobo for AfriProd, and 50 kobo for UCAP, I think they are very fantastic. There's no one that is not doing at least over 10% any seed. That is what investors are supposed to go for. I think this is lead on one, to increase the perception of the stock, and two, so that the stock will be, their stock will be adequately priced.
How well will this rub on Transcorp, both the hotel and the conglomerate?
I don't think it can rub up on Transcorp. Transcorp last year paid 3 kobo, and they are paying 1 kobo this year. Transcorp earnings per share last year was 22 kobo. Their earnings per share this year is 5 kobo. So there is a big one. Like I have said before, the market does not expect any serious management to post a result that declined year on year. As a Transcorp result declined year on year, both their earnings per share and their dividend, there is no way UBA, UCAP, and Afripo will rub up on Transcorp.
This is a new week. With the current mood of the market, what should an investor be thinking or doing right now? Any approach or strategy, and thereafter your number?
Fundamentally sound stock, because this will not continue infinitely. It will come to an end, but when, we don't know. But this is actually a March, which is the traditional month for any releases, and we are going to see a lot of it. I am of the opinion that what investors should be looking for is those stocks that have the comparing dividend yield. Pitch your take in those stocks that have high dividend yield. All stocks are trading at a very 52-week low, or close to that 52-week low. So which means that most of the stock on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange at their level are cheap. So what you gotta do is to relate it to the price at which it's trading and go for the one that have a higher dividend yield. And I don't think anybody that put that in consideration will have any regret at the end of the day. My number is 0802-300-9379. 0802-300-9379.
Thank you very much for your time, sir. At this point, we shall allow you to settle down for today's activities and we'll get to talk with you some other time. I wish you a bullish week.
You are welcome.
You have heard it all. There is no best time to begin to call Mr. Iron Adam now. This is the time you need that appropriate guide and advice. For today, our time is first spent. There is no doubt we have judiciously spent such time. Be free to express your views by calling or sending text messages to the following numbers: 003-2244-723 and 081-613-18569. For a copy of this audio and other presentations, you can log on to our website www.stocksng.com in case you'd like to listen again. You would also find many other resourceful write-up and articles on the website. To join our 24-hour discussion on Telegram, please call the numbers I'd already mentioned. Just download Telegram app on your phone, call them, and they will guide you appropriately on how to join. This is how much time permits us today. Until tomorrow, when I will surely come your way again. My name remains Ruth Ibikole. Enjoy the rest of your week and have a bullish week.